Dr. Pinsky, dictating amount, I am Ian, Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Kaminsky, K-A-M-I-N-S-K-I. Kyle Kaminsky is a 27-year-old male who reports he injured his left foot at work on 12-10-19, but he was banding a cart when the cart fell on his foot. Period. He was wearing work boots at the time. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. Mr. Kaminsky also alleges he developed COVID-19 as a result of exposure at work. Period. He describes he worked in a semi-truck for 3 hours per day unloading with a co-worker who had a positive COVID test but was asymptomatic. Period. Neither was wearing a mask. Period. He developed a fever, trouble breathing, and a fever of 103.5. Period. He was hospitalized in the intensive care unit for 12 days but was not placed on a ventilator. Period. He's no longer receiving the active treatment for this illness. Period. New paragraph. As per his first claim petition, Mr. Kaminsky alleged a steel rolling cart rolled over his left foot, causing injury on 12-10-19. Period. He also filed a claim petition alleging on 4-2-20 he contracted COVID while at work. Period. Paragraph medical records show he was seen on 12-18-19 at Meridian Occupational Health. Period. He states he was pushing lumber on a cart when it fell from the cart, landing on his left foot. Period. He estimates the weight to have been about 50 pounds. Period. He had been icing it, but not taking any medications for it. Period. On exam, there was no ecchymosis, but there was tenderness and swelling of the dorsal surface over the proximal to distal first and second metatarsals. Period. There was full range of motion to the ankle and all toes. Period. He was diagnosed with a contusion of the foot, for which he was started on naproxen and restricted duty. Period. He followed up on 12-16-19 when he was still having pain, throbbing pain at times. Period. On 12-24-19, he was seen here by Dr. Shahani, S-H-A-H-A-N-I. Period. He recommended regular duty work status. Period. His pain was only at a 1/10 level, and upon physical exam, the left foot contusion was completely resolved. Period. He was discharged to regular full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. On 4-6-20, Mr. Kaminsky was seen at Ocean University emergency room. Period. He had cough and congestion, chest congestion for the past 5 days. Period. He had been seen in the emergency room 3 days before and had labs and a chest x-ray and diagnosed with pneumonia. Period. He was discharged on Zithromax. Period. He had been taking his medications, but on this visit, he noticed increased congestion with nausea and vomiting. Period. He called his primary care physician who prescribed Zofran, but had no relief with it. Period. He was then referred to the emergency room. Period. He denies any chronic lung disease or asthma, no smoking, or vaping. Period. He has no known sick contacts, but works at a home improvement store around customers all day. Period. He had no other complaints at this time. Period. He was single and did not have children, period. He was examined and had an unrevealing respiratory exam, but he had laboratory studies and chest x-ray to be inserted, period. His pulse oximetry was 94% on room air, interpreted as hypoxia, period. It was thought he had worsening infiltrates radiographically, period. His presentation was suspicious for COVID-19, for which he was admitted, period. Insert the chest x-ray report here. Period. New paragraph on 4-8-20. He was seen, but Dr. Ali, A-L-I, appeared he learned the petitioner was never a smoker, but he did have a history of fracture to the right hand and wrist, treated surgically, period. He underwent a history and physical exam on 4-8-20 by Dr. Blake. Period. He wrote, Mr. Kaminsky presented with progressive shortness of breath after being discharged from the hospital that morning, but he was noted to be hypoxic on room air with 88% oxygen saturation. Period. Period. Prior to admission, he was taking hydroxychloroquine, acetaminophen, albuterol, vitamin C, Robitussin DM, zinc acetate, Zofran, and azithromycin. Period. Respiratory exam. Found his effort was normal and he was in no respiratory distress, nor did he have any rattles. Period. Additional laboratory studies were repeated. Period. He had a new chest x-ray to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Ali saw him again on 4-9-20. Period. His diagnoses were acute hypoxic respiratory failure, as well as bilateral pneumonia, likely viral, secondary to coronavirus disease 2019 infection. Period. He's going to transition to a high-flow oxygen via a non-rebreather mask or Optiflow. Period. Fluids were being stopped because of the risk of worsening hypoxemia and pulmonary edema. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Kaminsky was seen by Dr. Fetchison, F-E-C-H-I-S-I-N, on 12-20-11 for right shoulder pain. Period. He was, a large box of French fries, weighing approximately 50 pounds, fell from a high shelf onto him. Period. The following day, he went to the emergency room where x-rays were taken and negative. But he was placed in a sling and then followed up here orthopedically. Period. He was only 16 years old at the time. Period. Dr. Fetchison diagnosed tendonitis and contusion of the shoulder region, for which conservative care was initiated. Paired Mr. Kaminsky was anxious to return to school and work activities. Paired however, he was advised to take anti-inflammatory for another week before doing so. Paired. Dr. Fetchison wrote correspondence on 2/13/12, stating the patient is showing no ill sequela from his original injury. Paired strength and range of motion had returned to normal, and he had no pain. Paired he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Paired new paragraph on 3/13/13, Mr. Kaminsky went to the emergency room for a facial laceration sustained 1 hour earlier. Brady was cutting a tree down and it fell on his face. Period. He underwent laceration repair. Period. X-rays showed no evidence of facial bone fracture or radio-opaque foreign body. Period. On 3/16/13, his wound was closed with simple sutures. Period, he had a complex jagged stellate avulsion and disruption of the soft tissue with loss of substance extending through the left lower lateral eyelid and inferiorly to the white aspect of the left upper lip. Period. Further history obtained from the father was that Mr. Kaminsky had a history of autism, but did not reveal this to the primary physician. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he was wearing a sweatshirt labeled Ashokan, A-S-H-O-K-A-N, hunting club. Period, he was going bear hunting the weekend after this evaluation. Period. Head, eyes, ears, normal. He was wearing a beard. Lungs, normal. He had normal capillary refill of the fingernails bilaterally. Paired extremities, lower. He was mildly tender to palpation about the left lateral hind foot and mid-medial foot, but there was none on the right. Paired. Many muscle testing was ratchet-like for left plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Feet and ankle is normal. Lumbosacral, normal. Impressions on 12/10/19, Kyle Kaminsky was struck about the left foot by an object at work. Period. He indicates this was a steel rolling cart that rolled over his left foot. Period, he was seen at occupational health, where he underwent x-rays and initiated on conservative care. Period, this continued through 12/24/19. Period, by then he had completed a course of physical therapy. Period, new paragraph, Mr. Kaminsky also presented to the emergency room on 4/6/20. Alleging he developed respiratory symptoms as a result of work exposure to COVID-19. Paired, he was admitted to the hospital and treated accordingly for approximately 2 days. Paired, shortly after discharge, he returned to the hospital and had greater hypoxia. Paired, he was admitted and received antibiotics. Period. As per your cover letter, he was admitted scratches, as per the petitioner, who is admitted to the intensive care unit for several days, period. And put this in bold, please. Print out the discharge summary from this admission. And if it's not too much, the entire record from the hospital on 4-8-20 through 4-13-20. New paragraph. The current exam of Mr. Kaminsky found he was extremely obese. Appeared he was not in any respiratory distress. Appeared he was wearing a sweatshirt, indicative of his membership at a hunting club. Appeared he planned on going bear hunting this coming weekend. Period. He had a beard, but examination of his head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat were otherwise negative. Appeared similarly, his lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion. Appeared there was no cyanosis of the fingernails. Appeared new paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Appeared there is also 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lungs. Period. His COVID-19 infection has fully resolved. Period. He takes no medications for it. And only reports he gets shortness of breath after climbing a ladder twice. Period. However, noting his extremely obese body habitus, it would not be surprising if he had these symptoms regardless. Period. New paragraph. As far as other exposures, he indicates he lives with his mother and father, who both acquired COVID-19 and were treated in the intensive care unit. This would suggest another possibility for the contact that may have led to him developing COVID-19. Of course, it is impossible to specifically identify what exposures Mr. Kaminsky may have had. Period. He did not convey information about his vaccination status. Period. I called him later on to ascertain this, but he disconnected me twice in a row on 10-21-22. Period. End.